Welcome to Kids for Truth Devotionals for November 22nd. God helps us for His name's sake. Bow down thine ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock, for an house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Psalm 31, 2 and 3. Have you ever met someone who was in charge? Sure you have. We all know someone who is in charge of something or in charge of someone else. To be in charge means to be responsible, to take care of something. If your parents put you in charge of the new pet puppy dog in your home, that means you have to feed the puppy, give him water, wash him, teach him to obey commands, and take him outside for walks. If the puppy has a clean, shiny coat, and if he's friendly and well-behaved, then people will tell you that you're doing a great job training him and taking care of him. On the other hand, if the puppy damages something very valuable, makes a mess, or bites someone's hand, you might find yourself in a little trouble. Anything bad the puppy does could be blamed on you. Your hard work and special care is reflected by your puppy's behavior and appearance. But if you neglect, if you forget or ignore your responsibilities with your puppy, his behavior and appearance will show that, too. God is in charge of us. Did you realize that? If you are God's child, he has adopted you and brought you into his household. You bear his name now. Your appearance and your behavior ought to reflect him. They ought to show to other people the good character your Heavenly Father has and the great works He has done. If you act like an unbeliever, someone who doesn't know or love God, then your life cannot reflect God's character and works very well to other people. Did you know that God is the perfect refuge? That's a place to hide or a place to find safety and comfort. And that he will lead you along and point you in the right direction when you're not sure what to do or where to go. That's what King David believed in the Old Testament, and he was worshiping the same Heavenly Father that we know and love. Read Psalm 31, 1 through 5. What can you learn about God from that part of Scripture? God takes his responsibility for us seriously. He never messes up. He never does anything accidentally, and he's never surprised. He has a reputation to uphold. Unlike us, God is right to be concerned about his own reputation, his name, or his glory. Being the only perfect God, he has every right to care about his glory. God's character is always holy and perfect, and he will be faithful for eternity. Because he is all these things and more, God cares a great deal about his glory, his good name, and those who bear his name are in his charge. If you're trusting him, God is in charge of you. He will lead you. He'll guide you. He does that not just for your sake, but for his own name's sake. He loves to give us the wisdom and guidance we need. He loves to help us and protect us. His care for us is one way he shows publicly what a great and good God he is. God takes care of his own people for his glory and for their good. Is it easy for me to forget whose name I bear and who is in charge of my life? What do I do or say that reflects upon the glory, the good name of my Heavenly Father? What must I change so that my thinking and behavior line up with the Bible's true teachings about God's goodness and greatness? This has been Kids for Truth Devotionals for November 22nd.